I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. You need to police your own side of the street. There's no question that there are extremists on both sides of any meaningful divide, that there are liars and frauds on both sides, that there are abuses on both sides, that both sides are preposterously wrong about things that are glaringly obvious to you and frustratingly right about things that are not. This is true wherever you live, whatever issues you're talking about. It is also true and has been true for thousands of years that there is only one solution to this, and it's not screaming and yelling at them. A while back when we had Mike Duncan on the podcast, whose fantastic book, The Storm Before the Storm, is a must-read for anyone that's trying to understand what's happening in the world today, he said that by looking at the events of the 100 years leading up to the rise of Julius Caesar, we can understand not just what went wrong in Rome, but what's going wrong today in so many modern nations. In ancient Rome, then, there were egregious abuses by many parties, factions as they became known. One side would do something wrong, and then in response, justifiably in many cases, the other side would respond, and the tit-for-tat that ensued would escalate things into chaos and ultimately destruction. When we asked Mike how a country or a culture escapes from this trap, he responded quite clearly, "You police your own side of the street." Meaning, no party or faction is ever going to have much success rooting out extremists or bad policies or bad faith from the opposition. What they can do, however, is focus on those things within their own group. Forget someone else's hypocrisy. Just try to minimize your own. This is also a basic Stoic principle, as it happens. Focus on what you control. Focus on holding yourself to a high standard. Leave other people's mistakes to their makers, as Marcus Aurelius said. It's easy to get distracted with what other people do and say, but what matters is what you do and say. It matters what injustices you refuse to tolerate, what lies you refuse to propagate, what compromises and concessions you're willing to offer, how much patience and good faith you're willing to bring, what kind of dispassionate analysis and data that you offer. That's what you control. That's where you can have an impact. That's where we all can make a difference, whatever party or faction we belong to. Silence is strength. Silence is a lesson learned from the many sufferings of life. Seneca, Theestes 309. This is from today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance in the Art of Living, which features new translations of Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius by yours truly, Ryan Holiday. You can get this anywhere books are sold, and we even have a leather edition in the Daily Stoic store, and you can even get that signed, personalized by me, if you want one to carry with you always. But let's get into today's entry. Recall the last time you said a really boneheaded thing, something that came back to bite you. Why did you say it? Chances are you didn't need to, but you thought doing so would make you look smart or cool, part of a group. The more you say, Robert Greene has written, the more likely you are to say something foolish. To that we add, the more you say, the more likely you are to blow past opportunities, ignore feedback, and cause yourself suffering. The experienced and fearful talk to reassure themselves. The ability to listen, to deliberately keep out of a conversation, and to subsist without validation is rare. Silence is a way to build strength and self-sufficiency. I remember when I was writing this little meditation, I was thinking about a moment when I was working in Hollywood right after college, and I was in this meeting with a bunch of older people and a bunch of big sort of executives at this talent management agency, and they were talking about something, and I sort of loosely knew about it, and I remember inserting myself and going, oh, I know him. He said X, Y, or Z. And everyone was really nice and, you know, nodded and then moved on with the conversation. And later, my mentor sort of took me aside and said, Ryan, why did you say that in the meeting? He said, did it really need to be said, or did you just want to have something to say? And that really shook me because he was right. I just felt awkward sitting there and not saying anything. And I just said something. But there's all sorts of great expressions about this, right? It's, you know, better to be silent and thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. I just shown that I was insecure and weak and didn't really have that much to add. You know, Robert Greene says, always say less than necessary. I think that's a great line. I think it was Zeno or Cato said, better to trip with the feet than with the tongue, right? Or two ears, one mouth, right? Talk less than you listen. And that also that, you know, you can never unsay what has been said. So silence is a virtue. We all talk more than we need to. Talk. We talk. This is what social media does, right? Social media tries to get us to say things that we don't really need to be said. Because why? Because it benefits the social media company, right? I see this all the time with the sports teams that I've been lucky enough to work with. Some guy goes in the locker room and then just vents or vomits out on Twitter, and it causes weeks of drama. But if he just kept it to himself, or he'd only said it to a coach, you know, he would have been better off. And there's one more line I think about. I think I talk about this in Ego is the Enemy, but William Tecumseh Sherman, he said, you know, never give a reason for why you believe something or what you're doing. Don't go on the record about it. He said, because you might change your mind. So again, being a tad more reserved, keeping yourself in check, not rushing out, not blurting out every thought or emotion or belief that you have, being able to be a tad more confident, be willing to be thought a little bit foolish, or at least taciturn and withdrawn, there are way more advantages to saying less than there are advantages to saying more. Even if that's not true in the moment, over time, the paper trail is used against you. I think we're seeing this with politicians and also young people trying to get jobs. You didn't need to say all that stuff on social media. And now, years later, when you don't even care about it, when you don't even mean it, when you're appalled by it, well, you did say it and it's there. So keep yourself in check today. Put some buffers between you and blurting stuff out. Always say less than necessary. It is a law of power for a reason. People, Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.